Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing get your ex back, leave the door open. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing get your ex back, leave the door open. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, it is important to behave in the appropriate way. And one of the best ways you can kind of set this in motion is to leave the door open. And you can leave the door open in two ways, subconsciously and consciously in the mind of your ex. And this is what we're going to be discussing in today's podcast. So make sure you subscribe to my podcasts, because if you want to try to get your ex back, I give plenty of other information, ideas, hints, tips, and concepts. But today we are going to be discussing the two main ways you can leave the door open. So firstly, we are going to look at the subconscious way you can leave the door open to try to get your ex back. And this is to stay emotionally stable at the time of the breakup. And this, of course, can be very, very difficult to do, because it goes without saying that your emotions are going to be going all over the place. They're going to be very negative. You're going to be feeling pretty much as bad as you can feel. But if you can try to stay as emotionally stable as possible, this is going to leave the door open subconsciously in your ex's mind. Because ultimately, people do not want to spend time with someone who they feel is not emotionally stable. If you're somebody who is getting really angry, really upset, looking really distressed, being someone who looks like they can't cope without you, you know, without your ex, then that is not going to be attractive. That is not going to be something that your ex wants to experience. Imagine it in another situation, in a non-romantic situation. Who do you want to spend time with? You know, if you was on a train and you was looking for seats and there was no spare double seats available, you was going to have to sit next to somebody. And you look across and there are two separate people sitting on two separate double seats. So you've got to sit next to one of them. So you look at the first person and they seem very calm. They seem very stable minded. They're just kind of enjoying the view out of the window. And that's kind of all they're doing. You know, they're just seeming very, very stable. And then you look at the other option, the other person that's on the double seat alone. And they're kind of moving all over the place. Their eyes are darting around. Maybe they're looking quite stressed in their mind. Maybe they're looking slightly worried and concerned. You get a little closer and you're actually thinking, gosh, are they emotional about something? Have they got tears in their eyes? You know, who are you going to sit next to? And I know that this is a kind of a unique kind of analogy I'm putting to you, but what I'm trying to get across is that people will not want to spend time with somebody that they feel is emotionally unstable. So if you can stay stable, if you can say, you know, I'm not happy about what you're saying here, I want to stay together, but I accept your decision, then you're going to be somebody who is staying in your ex's mind on a subconscious level as someone who's actually of stable mind. If you start getting really angry, really upset, really distressed, crying, begging, pleading, then in weeks and months to come, if your ex decides, you know what, maybe maybe I'd like to speak with them again. You know, they're going to have a second thought come to them and say, well, no, you know, I don't want to walk into that again, because they won't know if you've managed to calm down. They won't know if, as soon as they reach out to you, if you're going to start getting very emotional again, very stressful, very angry. So please make sure you stay as emotionally stable as possible, because this leaves the door open subconsciously in your ex's mind that they can get back in touch if and when they want to, because you will react in a stable way. You will not react in a way that makes them feel nervous, scared, concerned for your well-being and theirs. So now let's look at the conscious way you can leave the door open to your ex if you've been dumped and you want to try to get them back. And that is, again, at the time of a breakup and when this is all going on, if when you realise that there is no way your ex is going to discuss this and change their mind, is that you just say to them, and whether this is verbally or in text or something along those lines, if you say to them in your own words, if you ever want to speak again, just get in touch. Okay, and that is leaving the door open in your ex's mind. That is literally saying to them consciously, if you ever want to speak again, get in touch. And it's just something that they're going to be remembering. You know, maybe in the future they might be having a day where all of a sudden they're feeling like, okay, possibly I've made the wrong decision here. You know, my life isn't as good as I thought it would be. The grass isn't greener. I'm really starting to miss my ex now. Maybe, just maybe, you know, it would be lovely just to have a chat, see how they are. And who knows, you know, if a chat goes well, maybe we can start to rekindle things. And if you've actually said to them, if you ever want to speak again, get in touch, that leaves the door open. That makes it very easy for them, for your ex, to feel comfortable to reach out to you. Because let's think, if you do the opposite, if you start getting really angry, if you swear at them, if you say, I never want to hear from you again, even though it's in the heat of the moment, your ex is going to remember that, and your ex is going to think, why do I want to get in touch? You know, A, that they're clearly emotionally unstable, linking into the first point we went through, but secondly, they've literally told me not to get back in touch. They've literally said, go away. They've literally swore at me. They've literally said that they never loved me anyway. You know, maybe that's something you would have thrown at your ex in desperation. If you've said something like that, if you've kind of almost said to them, just don't ever get back in touch, you know, then why would they? So please make sure you consciously say to them, if you ever want to speak again, get in touch. Because that is staying emotionally stable. And that is leaving the door open in the other sense as well, because you're literally telling them consciously. So this is just some very basic tips about how to try to get your ex back. I really go into it in a lot more depth in referencing my version of a no contact rule, which is different to other versions you find online. I reference that in other podcasts. I also talk about self-improvement and all of the other pieces of the puzzle you need to do to give yourself the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So please make sure you subscribe to my podcasts to really familiarize yourself with all of my concepts. I've also written three books, one of which is specifically designed to try to help you get your ex back. And those can be found on my website, dateme.tips. If you want specific help, I do email coaching. So you might think to yourself, okay, there's nothing specifically like my situation that you discuss in your podcasts. And, you know, I do have to generalize in them. I can't obviously go through every possibility. So I do provide email coaching, which can help you in a more specific, unique way. And again, the details are on my website, dateme.tips. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. And if you're trying to get your ex back, I wish you the best of luck. It can happen if you do everything right. It doesn't always happen, but you stand a great chance if you behave in the appropriate way. With or without your ex, you will have a positive future.